My family just spent a week down in Florida. August isn't really the right time to go down there. It's what Russ named the Hubert Humphrey season, marked as it is by the three H's, heat, humidity, and hurricanes. But fortunately, this year we only had to deal with two of them. August is also when birds are least conspicuous. Adults are laying low, tending to their fledglings. It's a disappointing month for those who savor birds with their ears because there's virtually no bird song. But it's perhaps even more disappointing for those who savor birds with their eyes because so many species are in the middle of molting. Adult boat-tailed grackles look scruffy, and juveniles look like bizarre patchworks with irregular, sleek islands of new plumage mixed among raggedy baby feathers. Some cardinals have bald heads, which look oddly shriveled, and even adult cardinals that molt a little less bizarrely look bedraggled. Male house sparrows lose their sleekness along with their dapper black bib, and females look more mousy than ever. But of all the disheveled molting birds, perhaps the funniest looking and definitely the most welcome to my eyes were the Florida scrub jays. One day, Russ, Katie, Tommy, and I headed to Lake Kissimmee State Park in hopes of coming across some. Florida scrub jays are listed as threatened, and soon the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will be making a determination about whether they should be upgraded to endangered because their population is dropping dramatically and steadily with no sign of recovery at all. These birds require genuinely wild scrub habitat, now at a premium as people develop more and more of the Florida landscape. The jays are exceptionally vulnerable to both cars and predators when they fly from one wild patch of land to another, and so many are lost when their wild habitat becomes fragmented. But as if to belie their unusual need for wild habitat, they're probably the easiest of all rare and declining species to see if you happen to be in the right place at the right time, because they're so curious and even friendly. One of the Florida traditions is feeding them peanuts, and so they readily approach to check out people, especially early in the morning and late in afternoon. They lie low during the heat of the day, and the day we went to see them was exceptionally hot. We arrived in late morning as the temperature was still rising, and my glasses steamed up the moment we opened our car doors. We took a hike, me trying to get photos of birds as Russ, Katie, and Tommy forged ahead, but after a while, we sat down in a picnic shelter and fed peanuts to some wilted-looking squirrels as a thunderstorm approached. We made it back to the car before the deluge, where we listened to music for a half hour or so. But as with most afternoon storms in Florida, it cleared up fairly quickly, and when we emerged from the car, the temperature had mercifully dropped. So we took another walk, this one near the park entrance. This walk was short in terms of distance, but long in terms of time, because the moment I stepped onto the trail, in flew the scrub jays. At first, they looked even worse than normal molting jays because they were sopping wet, their dripping feathers plastered against their skin, and so we got to watch them preening and shaking off water droplets even as they kept flying in and begging for peanuts. As they dried, the dull gray soaked feathers fluffed out and revealed what color scrub jays have, which isn't really all that much. But the drying fluffy feathers also revealed the new patches of feathers growing in, each still encased in a gray feather sheath. The adult birds all sported an assortment of leg bands. The Florida scrub jay is perhaps the most well-studied of all species, with complex family interactions, young birds hatched in previous years helping their parents raise new babies. And of all the birds one might band, these are probably the very easiest to catch and then to keep track of because of their confiding habits. My whole family, even after the sweltering day and fierce storm, was charmed by them, and Russ and I took dozens of photos. The last time I got to take photos of Florida scrub jays, I ended up losing all but one when my computer hard drive crashed. The one I saved, I just happened to put up on my webpage a week or two before the computer disaster. Needless to say, I backed up these photos several times before I even got home, and they'll be on my webpage today. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.